He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Welcome to May. Welcome to May Day, May 1st, 2018. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And no blossoms blooming today. Hey, we're springtime anyways. What's going on with the market? The Dow down 217 points right now as we wait Apple's earnings after the close tonight or this afternoon. We have the NASDAQ down 10 points right now. Most of the damage being done in the Dow. A couple of Dow components did report earnings today. We'll check in with them. The S&P 500 is down 8 points. 2,639. I think we got a little drop in oil prices here today. That's probably sending the oil stocks lower, tech stocks a little lower, and a couple of Dow stocks dragging on the Dow. Crude oil is down 92 cents per barrel, 67.65 over there on crude oil. Gold is down $12.40 per ounce, $1,306 per ounce. Silver's down 17 cents to $16.23 per ounce. The euro flat. The dollar has been very strong recently. That's been one of the issues. You know, Larry Kudlow has always been a king dollar kind of guy. And king dollar doesn't do real well for the stock market is the problem. And I've seen the dollar, moving up here recently. The 10-year yield is at 2.97 this morning as record amounts of debt continue to pile up. Bitcoin down $317 to $8,930. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. In San Diego, California, a little bit of a sloppy start here to the market today. A couple of Dow stocks dragging on the Dow Jones Industrial Average today. We'll try to figure out who the culprit could be. I know we had McDonald's reporting yesterday. How's McDonald's doing today after their earnings report? McDonald's had a nice day yesterday. It's down, however, today 2%. We've also had earnings from Pfizer. Let's see if they're the culprit. It's down 2.1%. We've also had earnings from Merck. Merck is down just a hair, and I know that Boeing made an acquisition today. Boeing down about 0.75% right now. So the market's not as bad as the Dow would suggest, down 227. It's really just a few Dow stocks, but overall, we do have a negative tone to the market today. Well, the dollar is back in fashion, and I've been watching the movement of the U.S. dollar. That's just one of the moving parts in the market to keep your eye on. I watch an ETF called UUP. That is dollar up. If you're bullish on the U.S. dollar, you want to buy UUP. If you're bearish on the U.S. dollar, you want to buy UDN, which is U down or U up. Which are you? The U.S. dollar has been up about ever since the time Larry Kudlow came on board. And, you know, I've listened to Larry Kudlow over the years. Larry Kudlow is a king dollar kind of guy, but what is wrong with the strong dollar? You know, you would say, don't we want a nice strong dollar? Yes, we do, but that makes the multinationals makes their goods a little bit less competitive. Why do you think China manipulates their currency? And why do you think other countries manipulate their currencies to make them softer? Because it makes their goods more attractive on the world markets. And we have had about a 4 or 5% rally in the dollar for the last 2 weeks. And that has pretty much translated over to the markets and has kind of kept this market in a sideways mode despite very, very strong earnings. And, of course, the earnings parade continues tonight or today, this afternoon. Depending on where you live on the West Coast, it's this afternoon at 1 p.m. Apple will report earnings. Apple's not the bellwether that it once was. Apple is an important stock, however. Member of the Dow, member, big member of the NASDAQ. And, you know, I don't think there's real lofty expectations for Apple. It seems like the Apple 8, the Apple 10, I mean, is the 11 going to be the one that knocks the ball? It just seems like every single iteration of the Apple loses a little bit more steam until they really do something, something that'll roll up, you know, thin screen, flexible screen, flex screens. I don't know where they go next with the iPhone. But not a lot of high expectations for Apple tonight. Let's just see how Apple stock is working here today. Had a good day yesterday, and it's following through just a little bit today. It's up $1.34 to $1.67. But Apple has been in a severe sideways trend since last fall. And this latest release, the Apple 10, it just has not created much of a stir, and Apple is expected will report after the close of the market today. Tesla will report tomorrow. Well, that'll be interesting to see where Mr. Musk stands, especially with cash in the bank. That's the big worry on Tesla, is how much money, how much cash they are burning to get their cars out there onto the street. They have a real cash crunch and will more than likely have to do another cash raise. They floated those bonds not too long ago at, 4.5%, something like that. They're already down 12%. The owners, the buyers of those bonds have taken it in the shorts already. Dollar back in fashion. Sell in May, you've heard that before. Maybe that's hitting traders in the U.S. Maybe there's a lot of folks out there that follow that strategy, go away, sell in May. Well, today is the first day of May. U.S. delays tariffs on the European Union, Canada, and Mexico for 30 days. They're delaying, the Trump administration is delaying a decision about whether to impose steel and aluminum tariffs on the EU, Canada, and Mexico until June 1st. I think he's turning up the pressure on them. Okay, you better come to the table because these tariffs are out here. He definitely is using the tariffs as leverage to get what he wants. But he is currently giving key allies a reprieve as the countries carry out further negotiations. Now, he's also granted temporary exemptions to a few countries. Argentina, Australia, Brazil, that will allow them to avoid the tariffs for now. But tariff talk back in the news here today, another 30 days. So the markets don't like uncertainty, and that's just a little bit of uncertainty out there. The two Koreas dismantle their border speakers, fulfilling a promise made at last week's historic summit. North and South Korea have begun dismantling the loudspeakers that blared propaganda across their heavily fortified border since the 1960s. The incremental steps come before an upcoming summit between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. They still haven't decided on where to meet in that one. They're thinking the demilitarized zone, maybe in a tent surrounded by U.S. special forces. Not quite sure where they're going to meet. Maybe take place at the Peace House, they call it, in the demilitarized zone. Mnuchin discusses record treasury borrowing. Oh, that doesn't sound good to me. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is unconcerned about the bond market's ability to absorb rising government debt. Will there come a time when investors say, no mas, no more? We've loaned you money trillion, $21 trillion you now have out there in debt. No more. Well, Mnuchin's not afraid of that, as they borrow a record amount for the first quarter of 2018. Net borrowing in the first quarter of this year, $488 billion, exceeding the old record of $483 billion. That was clear back in Q1 of 2010. That was a period when the U.S. was struggling to pull out of a financial crisis. Oh, boy. Well, we've got the earnings hit parade hitting today. We've got BP, a stock that I own. We've got Aetna. We've got Merck. We've got Pfizer. And guess what Wedbush is saying about Facebook? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continuing continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's take a look at, first we got to look at the money centers around the world. We always check in what the central banks are doing. Australia today, no change. They hold their rate at 1.5%. All right, now we have got in the news here today BP, which is a stock that I own in both my Premier Growth portfolio and in my Income and Growth portfolio. It's one of the energy stocks that I got back into. I was out of the energy stocks for a long time, couple of years, and then I started to see, remember oil got cleared down to $26 per barrel, all right? So I've been in BP. I got into it back in December, late December of last year, and I've added some other energy stocks. I owned a few before that. I've bought a few since then. BP comes in, reports earnings today. The stock is hitting a new 52-week high. Okay, hey, we'll take that, won't we? The all-time high is 53 back in 2014. The 52-week high is today, $44.88. And let's not forget, along with hitting a new high here, BP, which is a British company, it used to be known as British Petroleum, now it's BP. BP also pays a dividend yield of 5.3%. And BP, since March of 2016, has, it's up about 60, 70%. So this giant oil company, diversified, integrated oil company, with a market capitalization of $147 billion, beats earnings by 10 cents. They beat on revenues. Well, the earnings came in at 78 cents. They were expecting 68 cents. And revenues beat by 220 million. Their profit soars as production grows. Their replacement cost profit surged 71% to $2.6 billion in Q1. Driven by a recovery in oil and gas prices and rapid growth in output. That's the problem that ExxonMobil is having. I do not own ExxonMobil. I own BP. First quarter production rose to 3.7 million barrels per day, up 6% from the period a year ago, with nearly a 25% rise in oil prices. Hey, they picked a good time to ramp up production because oil prices are up 25% year over year. And the stock is hitting a new 52-week high. The analysts love what they are hearing. In a conference call, CFO Brian Gilvray said the company might consider raising its dividend later this year if oil prices remain near current levels and debt declines. So, we've talked about these 5% dividend yields that are out there right now. One of them is Altria Group. But Altria doesn't have any earnings growth. We've talked about that. I've come up with the new acronym, SOGY, Stodgy Old Growth Giants of Yesteryear. And even the dividend aristocrat methodology of buying stocks with dividend growth, I'm also looking for earnings growth. Look at the last three quarters for BP in earnings growth. Now, you're not going to find long-term earnings growth in BP because this is a very cyclical stock. It ebbs and flows with the price of oil. But over the last four quarters, their sales are up 21%, 27%, 34%, and 23%. You know, we've had some really dismal ones here recently with McDonald's, Disney, Kimberly-Clark, IBM. They have no sales growth whatsoever. And BP is in an environment right now that is very favorable for it. And again, that sales growth over the last four quarters, 21%, 27%, 34%, and 23%, and that has translated into earnings growth. Listen to the earnings over the last three quarters, up 90%, up 392%, up 72%. That's why the stock's hitting new 52-week highs today. Earnings, earnings, earnings. And this quarter that they reported today, earnings were up 70% versus the same quarter last year. And sales were up 23% versus the same quarter last year. So any way you slice it, this is a knock the ball out of the park quarter for BP. $148 billion market cap, mega cap company. Still a growth stock. In fact, over the next 5 years, the average analyst consensus for growth, earnings growth, is 19.1% per year. And yet I look at the forward P.E. ratio of 15, and it's trading at a discount to that growth rate. It currently has a PEG ratio of 0.79. So it has a very favorable valuation, a very fat dividend yield, and you've got a stock that over the last 12 months has shown some relative strength. It has produced and put some alpha out there for investors. Over the last 12 months, BP up 38%, while the market's up just 10.9%. And let's not forget, BP had some issues to overcome. They're the ones that spilt all the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Imagine the cost, legal fees, penalties, fines, settlements, billions, billions and billions of dollars. And yet here the stock is today, ranked number 119 out of 5,546 stocks in my Best Stocks Now database. 3 months ago, it was sitting there at 391. That's about when I bought it in my income portfolio. You know, it had that combination. It had dividend growth. It had earnings growth. The stock made sense from a valuation point of view. And it was starting to gather momentum and showing up in my relative strength screens. 7 days ago, it was ranked number 40 overall, and it's currently ranked at number 119. We're probably going to raise our price target on BP. I'll have to wait and see where those new estimates come in. When we come back, we'll talk about some more stocks that are in the news today reporting earnings on what has been a very, very good earnings season. And even though it's not really showing up in the markets right now, it's definitely giving us a good, solid foundation for this current 9-year-plus bull market to continue. Well, when we come back, Aetna, Merck, Pfizer, Facebook, another gene therapy stock, and Shopify. Don't forget Shopify. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson on this May Day. We await Apple's earnings after the close of the market today. We have had a knock the ball out of the park quarter so far as it relates to earnings, actual earnings versus earnings expectations. We're looking for 20% plus growth year over year in earnings. And we've had a few companies report today. We have had a strong dollar that's been a bit of a headwind here for the markets. But the bond market seems to be behaving itself. It's keeping its head under 3%. It's at 2.98. We had BP that reported earnings this morning. That stock hitting a new 52-week high. I want to next talk about Aetna. All right. Aetna is a bit of a, what would you call Aetna? It's got an offer. Aetna has an offer, so I suppose you could call it an arbitrage play here, all right? Aetna reports earnings today. Aetna beats by 22 cents. Aetna beats on revenues. Let's not forget that back in December, CVS offered to pay $207 per share for Aetna. Aetna is currently at $179 per share. Why the disparity? Why the steep discount between the offer price and where Aetna's trading at today? Aetna trading at $179.71 with the deal out there, CVS, $207 per share. If the deal goes through, you're going to make $28 per share on the stock. Well, there's obviously a lot of doubt as to whether or not this deal will be approved. And that's why you're seeing such a disparity between the price of the stock currently and where the deal was offered back in December of last year. However, having said that, you know, let's take the deal out of the picture and let's examine Aetna, which is a $59 billion managed health care service, one of the biggest in the world, headquartered in Hartford, Connecticut. Dividend yield on Aetna is 1.1%, so it qualifies as a growth stock. Their earnings have been growing by 13% per year over the last 5 years, and it qualifies as a potential candidate for the income and growth portfolio because it also pays a dividend yield. Well, let's just take the deal out of the picture for now. Aetna has been a very solid performing stock over the years. Over the last 10 years, Aetna has delivered a total return of 16.2% per year, while the market has delivered 6.5% per year. It's more than doubled, almost tripled the returns of the market over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, the total return of Aetna per year averaged 27%, while the market's averaged 10.8%. Here again, you have lots of alpha in between the performance of Aetna and the performance of the market. Over the last 3 years, you have about that same percentage of alpha, with Aetna delivering 18.7% per year, the market delivering 7.9%. And over the last 12 months, Aetna's stock up 35% and the Dow up, or the S&P up 10.9%. When you stack up Aetna against all the other stocks in my database, performance grade is A- on the share. So this is one of the top performing large cap stocks in the entire market. Not too bad as far as performance, okay, which is half of my equation. The other half of my equation is valuation. And as I look at Aetna today, it's trading at 14.9 times forward earnings, which is a discount to the market. The market's trading at 16.3 times forward earnings, as I reported in my newsletter over the week, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com. Aetna's expected to continue to grow by 11.2% per year over the next 5 years. So the PEG ratio isn't under 1, but it's at 1.33. My 5-year target price on Aetna is $300 per share. And the stock is currently trading at $180 per share. So it has lots of upside potential. It has a very, very good performance record behind it. It's currently ranked at number 219. Out of 5,546, it does pay a dividend, 1.1%. It's trading at 1x sales. And the stock has been as high as 194. That was after the CVS deal was announced. Well, since then, the stock has just been kind of slipping. And there's obviously doubt as to whether or not that CVS deal will go through. Well, in my book, with or without the CVS deal, Aetna is still a very, very good stock on its own. If they say, hey, CVS, you know, we're not going to allow you to buy Aetna. Well, Aetna has done just fine on its own. This was a $30 stock back in 2011. It's a $180 stock today. And I have a target price of $300. And if the deal comes along and is approved, you have a stock trading at $180, and the deal's at $207 per share. So I just think that it's a win-win proposition right now. There's no such thing. There's always risk in everything. But they've come in and they've reported a solid quarter. They do have that deal still out there that is a 50-50 maybe, that's kind of the way the market's pricing it right now, deal of whether or not it goes through. But they just came through with a very, very solid quarter, 46.7 million members worldwide. I continue to own Aetna, AET, in my portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, it's just an example of a stock I own. And now let me give you an example of a stock that I do not own, okay? A lot of murky stocks out there, and one of them, in my opinion, is Merck. It's the Merck and Murky. It's a soggy old giant of yesteryear, in my opinion. Merck has reported earnings today. Merck is a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's a $160 billion company. But the results, the performance of Merck has been dismal over the years. Let's take a look. MRK, which once was a biotech company. I remember way back when it was coming out with new drugs all the time. Well, that was then. This is now. Out of Kenilworth, New Jersey, Merck has been growing earnings by a paltry 2% per year over the last 5 years. And I know what you're going to say. They got a big fat dividend yield of 3.3%. But to me, looking at that earnings growth, that's pathetic. It's horrible. And that has translated into total return, which is also quite anemic. Over the last 3 years, Merck has delivered 2.6% per year. That's basically your dividend right there. A little less than the dividend. So you're getting zero capital appreciation. While the market's pushing out 7.9% per year, Merck 2.6%. And over the last 12 months, while the market's up 10.9%, Merck is down 2.9%. Performance grade C minus. I wasn't happy with the C minus on my report card or on my social studies test. Can we make a value case for it? Well, you've got to accept the fact that there's not any growth here. At best, the analysts think the company can grow by 5 to 6% per year, their earnings. I think that's pretty optimistic thinking there. It's trading at 13 times forward earnings. No wonder the stock is ranked at number 1,274 out of 5,546. A great example of a soggy stock. Stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. No thanks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's see what else we have in the news here. Companies reporting earnings. Transocean Offshore, they were the other player in the Gulf spill. I have not owned Transocean. Rig is the symbol there. And even though Rig has climbed its way back from $7 per share, that's as low as it got. But remember, at one time, Rig was $85 per share. And the Gulf spill nearly put them out of business. Well, they're hanging on. They're a $5.5 billion company. They're headquartered in Switzerland. And the stock at least is back to $12 per share. But I would have no interest in Rig. Let's just see what the app. That's all I need to do is look at my app. It's as easy as that. 2,955 out of 5,546. And as I look at the last 18 months, it's always been at in the bottom or stuck in the middle. Stuck in the middle, going nowhere as far as ranking goes with the app. That's the beauty of the app. The Best Stocks Now app narrows it down. And in the newsletter every week, I teach you how to use that app and give you living examples. That's my weekly newsletter that I pour my, it's my internal research that I do for myself and my own money management practice. And I share much of it with you on a weekly basis. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get the newsletter. Couple more healthcare stocks in the news. WellCare, WCG, that's been an okay stock over the years. It is a mid-cap company. They beat earnings. Stock having a pretty good day here today. And WellCare is currently ranked at number, stuck in the middle, 1,278 out of, that's why you won't find it in my portfolios, or I'm not looking to buy it. It has not been in that upper echelon of stocks for the last 18 months. Now, Tenet Healthcare, on the other hand, which is probably the breakout of the day here, THC, they come in and they beat earnings, and that stock is exploding to the upside. It is up 14.3%. Tenet has actually flashed, it's been a bottom-tier stock. Tenet has had its issues over time also, and it's really been, here's why it doesn't rank well in my app. Over the last 3 years, Tenet has been going down by 22% per year. Over the last 5 years, 10% per year. But lately, there seems to be a turnaround taking place at Tenet. Stock is rising in rank, but not a Best Stock Now, despite a very good report today and breaking out to new 52-week highs. But if you go back 10 years ago, the stock is basically where it was 10 years ago. Their earnings have been all over the map. They run 76 hospitals and 470 outpatient centers in urban and rural communities in 12 states. Another one in the news today, Cummins Engines is in the news. That's a terrible chart on Cummins engines. Cummins is hitting a new 52-week low today, $25 billion company. And a lot of your trucks on the highways. Akamai reporting earnings. That's been an important NASDAQ stock over the years. I don't own it. Decent report. And the stock up a little bit. And Shopify. Okay, I've got to mention Shopify. Shopify has been a highly touted, the next Amazon. It's been called the next Amazon. They have a website, Shopify.com. where you can set up a store and sell your goods. Now, $12 billion now, market capitalization. It's been a very successful IPO. The stock came public at $17 a share back in June of 2015, and it's currently at $122 per share. But it's been kind of dicey on the profit front. Very dicey. They are just barely profitable. In this quarter that they just reported, even though their sales are growing very rapidly. Sales up 68%. They did make 4 cents per share this quarter versus a loss last quarter of minus 4. This is definitely a momentum stock. The symbol is SHOP, but I've dabbled in it a few times, but I just have a hard time. The stock is up 83% over the last 12 months, but how do you put a valuation on it? That's a tough one for me. It's trading at a very, very high forward P.E. ratio of 262. It was like Amazon in the early days, and I personally don't think this is the next Amazon. But Shopify is one that you'll hear being talked about a lot as one of the darling stocks of today. And one last one, let's finish with Pfizer. Facebook. Wedbush says Facebook is a best idea right now. You know what? I'm still on the sidelines there with Facebook. Facebook rallied right up to its 200-day moving average on their earnings report. It has stalled out there. I'm still reassessing my take on Facebook. Wedbush analyst Michael Pachter has the highest price target on the street at $275 per share. That would be 60% upside potential. If he's right, Facebook is starting their 2-day developer conference. Wedbush adds the stock to its best ideas list, saying the Cambridge Analytica controversy will pass, which I lean in that direction. I think it will pass. And the focus can return to big EBITDA. Well, that's earnings before taxes and depreciation and amortization and interest. They see big EBITDA growth for years to come. Well, I do too. Only time will tell. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to have us talk to us about managing your money, man, I've seen some bad portfolios come into our place lately. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.